Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, we wanted to talk with Potsy because we felt like this might be an opportunity for some unvarnished truth when it comes to the Bears and what's going on with them. So we hit him up, and he was available to talk with us. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Potsy, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Good to talk to you guys. Is it Panic Monday?
Hey, dude, I mean, you're a wonderful guy for panic or anger, of course, but really just perspective. I'm just feeling a little frightened by the lack of awareness from the quarterback in terms of game situation and accuracy on some certain moments yesterday, and I'm trying not to freak out. So where are you as a longtime observer of the passing scene, Mark Potash?
Well, I'll be honest, Biggs. I mean, this is to me, this is almost like meeting my expectations or what I thought going into this year. I mean, this is not that much different to me. Caleb Williams coming off of last year was a much better quarterback than either Trubisky or Fields, but still an assembly required guy who needed a lot of work and didn't necessarily have to show the instincts for the position that make him an automatic. Based on any coach or any system or anything, he needs the right coach, the right system. That didn't change anything. You know, that said, the idea that he thinks that, I guess if there was a red flag yesterday, that he thinks that he made the right read on the interception and Ben Johnson says he should have checked down to Monongai, that tells me that that's kind of a learning moment for Ben Johnson about his quarterback when it comes to seeing what he actually has. That was a little bit of a red flag. But I guess overall, to answer your question, this is not that much. This as part of the bigger picture progress of this quarterback, this is not much different than I expected him, what I expected from him, you know, based on, you know, what I saw last season.
Considering that you covered a lot of these when it comes to quarterback development, what's the mistake that we make as observers about it? And what's the mistake that you've seen the Bears as a franchise make when it comes to trying to get a quarterback to the next level of their career?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, the mistake that I think a lot of people made, I've made, we've all made it, is buying into what seem like explanations, but in fact are rationalizations about the quarterbacks needing better footwork, needing to improve their accuracy, and they make it sound like these are things that, oh, we just, once we get this figured out, then it's off to the races. And what happens is sometimes you either have it or you don't. And those mechanical things, footwork things, those become more problematic than you think. And the guys just, you know, things that you think are going to improve, like Justin Fields seeing the open receiver, identifying the, you know, just reading the defense. You think that's going to get better, and it's not. But I go back to the same thing. I just think you're dealing with a quarterback who's struggling at a much higher level than either of those. The Bears, in my opinion, they can go to the playoffs with this quarterback as he stands, as his development stands right now. They can win a playoff game. They're operating at a much higher level with a better coach. And I just think I agree with the patience for once that I think you have to let this play out. I mean, this idea that you need to make a change or do something different, that's silly, especially when you look at some of the other quarterbacks, you know, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, guys who are just find the right system, find the right coaching, and suddenly blossom. There's no way you can even think about cutting the cord at this point. Now that's just silly.
Been talking to some people around the league about exactly those names that you just brought up, because you know, and Lawrence and I have both been having these conversations about Mayfield and now Daniel Jones, you know, and Darnold and Geno Smith, some of these other guys who take leaps. And the commonality that I get is that, well, those guys, they have to be super smart, good thinkers, and be able to be taught. And we don't know this about Caleb yet. Like, I don't think there's any way we can know. And I guess this goes back to scouting quarterbacks and just how difficult it is. Do we know that Caleb can be taught and is a deep football thinker? I don't know if we know it yet, Mark.
No, I think we're learning that. And more importantly, I think Ben Johnson is learning that. You know, you go in. You know, when he said, I want this job, it was based on the quarterback. I think that's pretty clear. There's no other reason to want the Bears job, frankly. And so he had some kind of preconceived notions about the quarterback, and now he's learning to adjust himself. But Ben Johnson's also a smart guy, and I think he's going to know. I kind of have a more faith in him based on his track record that he's going to figure out not how to make this guy an elite quarterback necessarily, but how to get the most out of him. And like I said, the most out of this guy right now is success that the Bears have not had before. It's just going to take a lot more of the other pieces to get them where they want to go. You can't put it all on the quarterback.
I don't know that he wanted the job because of the quarterback. I think he wanted the job because of the sleeping giant that is Chicago, because he loves Chicago, and because $14 million a year. Like, he's totally secure beyond this quarterback.
I think that he wanted the quarterback, though. I think I think Potsy is right. I think it was a big part of the equation on, and he was going to get the $13 million wherever he went.
And you're right, Speaks. I can't disagree with that, but you're not wrong. I can't say you're wrong, but I just think if Caleb Williams was not here, he would not be so quick to jump into a job when so many others have failed. And I just believe that. But I have to admit, I don't have a concrete proof that, that's the absolute truth. I'm just kind of surmising it. That just makes sense to me. There's only one reason why you'd want the Bears job. When so many, you know, I said this before when I've been on with you guys, other people, like, you know, the idea that he didn't investigate the Bears organization, McCaskey's, find out what it is about the dysfunction in this organization, why that's not an issue. That was a little bit of a surprise to me, and I think so. To me, it was like it was all based on the quarterback.
You said earlier that you think this is a team that even if this is the version of Caleb that we're getting, they can go to playoffs, and maybe they can even win a playoff game. What are the things that you're high on when you look at the Bears?
Wow. Well, I mean, I just think you have, like I said, you have a better quarterback, you have a better coach, to maximize things. And I think Ben Johnson. I think it's more about Ben Johnson than it is about the quarterback. I think your hope for the Bears to be better, and I think I'm basing it on Ben Johnson. Also, not just managing this team right now, but kind of learning what he needs. You know, Ben Johnson. I hate to say it, but I really think this is all about year two for Ben Johnson. He, you know, when he was in Detroit, they made a lot of changes, and they got a lot of his weapons in that second year, Montgomery and Gibbs and LaPorta, Jameson Williams. I think it brought in on the offensive line, Glasgow. I think he needs this year to figure out what he needs. And I want to answer your question. I think the best thing the Bears have going for him is Ben Johnson, because I'm not going to say I have a lot of faith in Ryan Poles to get the right guys. I think it's going to be a lot of more Ben Johnson's intuition than Ryan Poles.
You wrote about the Magnificent Seven players who made the biggest difference in the Bears' loss to the Ravens over at markpotash.net. And Roquan Smith is on there. What did it feel like to watch Roquan be a tackling machine against the Bears yesterday?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you look at that deal and that's a little bit, that's a really, to me, I really like Roquan. I like what he did. It would have been great if he could have stayed, but he's doing better also because he's in the right defense for him, which he wouldn't have been in under Matt Eberflus. So he wouldn't have been having the same success. And also he hasn't been exactly a game wrecker. I mean, he's a really good player. He's an all pro. He's a difference maker. He affects other players on the field. I think you saw that yesterday. And so that was kind of neat to see, but I guess I don't have as much regret. Like, oh, gee, that was a huge miss for Ryan Poles, because I'm not sure how good Roquan would be in the defenses that the Bears have now. But to answer your question, I thought that was interesting. I expected the Ravens to be better defensively just because it was after the bye, but also because they're getting Roquan back. And I don't think we in Chicago, well, we know what it was for the Bears, but there's an effect he has in that town on that team, offense and defense. He's just a guy who has a bigger effect on everybody. He makes everybody a little bit better. Even though he's not a really effusive guy, he just has that kind of effect. So it was interesting to see that come to fruition.
It's kind of amazing, Potsy, to watch a guy move over and go, oh yeah, he's a perfect fit for that. His draft will say that he was drafted by the Bears. He's totally a Raven.
Oh, absolutely! Absolutely, it was a move that he should have been looking for, because the thing is, with a guy like Roquan, he's going to be good. He's going to be effective in any defense. He was actually good in that for those first eight games under Eberflus. He was a good, effective player. It wasn't like he was out of place. He didn't look like he didn't belong. But so that guy is always going to think he's going to be good wherever, and he will be. But this is the defense for him. This is the team for him. And if you got to look back to last year, when you saw the difference they made, the improvement they made after the bye, a lot of that was Roquan's impact. It was that was really interesting. That's why it's interesting to see how that team will kind of emerge or improve, in the next few weeks when they've got a much more playable schedule.
Mark Potash, if you had to go with one kicker for this team the rest of the way, is it Cairo Santos or Jake Moody?
Well, Jake, I was looking this up. Jake Moody hasn't kicked longer than a 57-yarder either. I was after they missed that 58-yarder, I was looking to see Jake. I know he's got the stronger leg. That's a toss-up to me, I'll be honest. You can go wrong either way with that, because I don't know if you necessarily automatically get those 58, 60-yard field goals with Moody. He hasn't kicked them yet. But it's hard to say. So I guess let's put it this way. I guess I would go with Moody based on what he's doing now, because he gives you the potential for that. But I don't know enough about kickers to know just how much of an improvement he'll be. But that's an interesting call.
Potsy, how big of a deal is it that Kyler Gordon's on IR again?
Well, I think it's a pretty big deal. Because the Bears have had so many issues now. I mean, he's been injured twice now, at least just this year. He's missing a lot of time, and those are injuries that always are tough to come back from, too. That's the other thing. And so, yeah, I think that's problematic. That also that he's a bigger factor. You know, we're so used to, oh, I am. I should speak for myself. I'm so used to the slot corner guy being just kind of an extra guy, like the 10th man in a baseball lineup or whatever. And he's much more important than that. He's a huge factor. He's a regular starting cornerback value-wise. And to miss him, I think it really affects the Bears' defense. And so I think, yeah, that you can't count on him. I mean, I don't know how many games he and Brisker have played together, but it can't be too many. But, you know, they're like the head of the Ryan Poles draft class, you know, right? I mean, that's, if you're looking at his hits, those are two of his biggest hits, and he can't keep them on the field. That's another problem. I guess that's a story for another day.
Well, now, yeah, the Ryan Poles draft class, I mean, when the smoke clears after a game, we tend to look at it a little further. And you've got, you know, Ozzie Trapillo and Luther Burden and Shamar Turner as your 3 second-round picks. And now there's injuries, obviously, for Shamar Turner. If anybody didn't hear, he's out for the year with a torn ACL, which is right. which is brutal. But the Ozzie Trapillo pick is a really... That's a really ugly looking draft pick right now of a guy who can't play left tackle for you.
Well, yeah, I'll be honest. I'm kind of a little surprised that hasn't become more of an issue because they drafted. He might work out eventually, but right now he's a misevaluation because there's no way they use the number 56 pick in the draft for a backup to a guy who should be there for the next 10 years, right? So either. I think the Bears, what is their plan there? Is their plan to move Darnell Wright to the left side and put Trapillo in his best position? Or is it to eventually move Trapillo over to the left side? Where, frankly, after yesterday, they still need help there. I mean, that situation has not been solved. So I think that you're right. So, yeah, that's a huge – right now, that's a glaring miss. That's a Chase Claypool level miss at this point in time. Claypool, you lost and you had nothing yet. You couldn't recover. This you can recover from because Trapillo can eventually become a starter. But you have to move some things around and kind of admit your mistake because they probably should have. The way the tight end is looking right now, it looks like they should have prioritized a dedicated left tackle in the draft. They could have moved up for one. They could have moved down for one. But they definitely could have gotten a starter, an NFL quality starter in the first round if they wanted to.
What did you think of the Ravens messing around with the designation on Lamar Jackson?
Well, I think it's John Harbaugh just playing games that he probably shouldn't really need to be playing. It's more of a if you have to do that to gain an advantage or whatever he was doing, that's kind of a red flag. I mean, it was an obvious – it wasn't just an honest mistake. It was, at the very least, a dishonest mistake. I mean – how do you not if a guy does scout team work in practice and you list him as a against the rules and you list him as a full participant, somebody did something wrong and it wasn't accidental. So I think that's just that's typical NFL coaching. I mean, they play games all the time like that. This was just a little one. This is kind of one step over the line, but. I don't know how it affected the Bears. I mean, anytime you go, how would that have changed their preparation if they had known they were facing, would that have changed things, do you think? I don't know.
I don't know either. I just don't like it. I think that that it's duplicitous and him acting as if it's something on the training staff or on the PR staff when he was at the podium lying both Friday and Sunday.
No. He's responsible for that. No matter whose decision it is, he's the head coach. He's supposed to know that. If he misinforms people, that's on him, and then maybe not him alone, but on him mostly. So yeah, no, that was disappointing. I like Harbaugh. I like both Harbaughs, but that was really disappointing that he had to go there for whatever reason. I don't know what he was trying to pull because he was going to end up with his second best quarterback. On the field, so I didn't quite get that part. But to your point, Lawrence, yeah, no, that was absolutely a bad moment for John Harbaugh. It was not becoming of an NFL coach or any professional, actually.
He's just sad because they took his pinball machine away. You know what I mean? Thanks, Potsy. You're the best. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.